A very good morning to you all, and welcome to our guests and visitors who are joining with us to worship our God together here at St. Luke's. May I ask you one very important question to begin with? How do you button your shirt or your blouse? Let me make it clearer. Do you button from the top down, or do you button from the bottom up? Okay, let's take a poll, shall we? Who would button from bottom up? Okay. All right, don't worry, Susan. I'll join you. I button from the bottom up. So I presume that the rest of you would button from top to bottom.
You start in the middle.
You start in the middle.
What?
Okay. All right. Now, any particular reason, Susan, that you button from bottom?
That way you make sure that you've got the bottom and edges matching, and away you go.
Exactly. This is my reasoning, too. Right. All right. Shall we pray first? Dear Lord Jesus, it doesn't matter we're bottom up or bottom down or top down, Lord. We all have been redeemed by your grace, and that we are your children, and that we are here to worship you as the one and only living God. In Jesus' name, we thank you and praise you. Amen. Right. Now you wonder, what button has anything to do with the sermon this morning? Well, I want to talk about clothing with Jesus. That's why. Clothed with Jesus. Or in another version, put on Christ. Wear Jesus. Clothe Jesus Christ. Clothe yourself with Christ. And a number of different iterations. These are instructional words, powerful words, and may even very encompassing words. Now, how do you clothe Jesus? What exactly do you do to put on Jesus Christ? And that is exactly that passage from the book of Romans spoke about this morning. Now, wearing clothes is a very personal act. Something that we do every day. And maybe even more than once a day. In Singapore, some Chinese weddings, the bride, of course, if it's a church wedding, they would go and wear the white kind of gown or a wedding dress to go to church. And then customary, there would be other dinner to follow, but it might pretty much like here, there are receptions that would follow. Could be a tea reception, could be a dinner or something like that. Now, it is customary for the bride, and certainly for Chinese wedding anyway, that they would have multiple changes of costumes and clothing. All right, so they would wear something to start the dinner with, and then a moment later, they would come back with another kind of costume change, and then another time, and so on, and they may even have a special one for cutting the cake. So, that's this bit of a culture that we often see. Now, when we get dressed in the morning, we usually think about how we want to look to others, don't we? Right? We make sure that we put on something that appropriate for the day, the events maybe, and so on. We want to look our best for the day ahead. Our clothes can be revealing to a lot about our personality. Actually, this morning I think, should I just forget about this and dress something totally radical and that may raise some eyebrows. But yeah, maybe next year or something. Yeah, I'll pick one of these days and just turn up something different. So it can be quite revealing, all right. And for those of us who may have grandchildren and others, you know how there's these little cards and give people to wear different clothing, and you say, "Who's this? And who's that?" And that is one way of so-called teaching young children to recognize certain things. But of course, sometimes it's very stereotypical, you know, whatever. But that's how it tells us. Our clothing says a lot about our outside, but also a lot of the inside as well. I believe there is a way of wearing Jesus, wearing Christ. To actually put him on can be a bit like a piece of clothing and have him as being part of our everyday life, being part of our life. You may be thinking, "Duh, I know that already, but can you tell me something new?" Well, visual reminders are something that we all have. Like, for example, wearing a necklace with a cross on it. That's something we may prefer. Maybe a badge of something on the lapel or whatever. And in the past, I think were the days where we had to have wristband and say, with those acronym, "What would Jesus do?" Did any of you wore those at all? No. At some point? No. Okay. Just asking. But there's so much more than just wearing a cross or a wristband or something else. Simply put, wearing Jesus Christ means allowing Jesus to take control of your lives and my life and live our lives according to him and his purpose. It means surrendering ourselves completely to Jesus and follow his commands. It means living our lives in such a way that we reflect the character of Jesus and the love of Jesus. That is the essence of putting on Christ. I'm going to give you a list, but unfortunately when there's list, there's usually quite a few to go through. So I keep it pretty brief. Now, I believe there are seven ways, and I try to look and say, can I cut out some of these? But I look and say, well, maybe I should include all seven anyway. Very quickly, seven ways that we may be able to put on Christ. Baptism. Baptism is an important act of obedience that show we have died to our old self, our old life, and now is living in Christ. In the book of Galatians, there it tells us, "As many of you were baptized into Christ, have clothed yourself with Christ." So there's the linkage of clothing with Christ means is linking with the baptism. Now this is where in previous ministry, that we usually do the immersion kind of baptism. And I like that. I like that because it is kind of going into the water, a bit like the old days in River Jordan or something like that. And you come out and you've been baptized. And there is that symbolic thing that you have this immersion approach to baptism. Baptism is the link for us in clothing with Jesus. So that's what Galatians telling us, that with baptism we have a new identity. We put on new clothes. In fact, some churches, after you baptize, after the immersion, you change your clothing. You totally have something fresh and new. There's a lot of symbolism with that. So that's a good reminder about our change of identity, being washed clean, being washed by the blood of Jesus. then we, it, the second point I can make is that we need to imitate Christ. Imitating Christ, put on Christ also means to live a life that reflects the character of Jesus. As Christian, we are called to imitate Jesus in everything we do. And the book of Ephesians tells us that. This translates into living a life of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and so on. The fruit of the Spirit tells us in book of Galatians. And when we put on Christ, we are transformed into Christ-likeness. We no longer live for ourselves, but for Him who died for us and rose again. Imitating Christ is putting on Christ. Having those fruit of the Spirit is part and parcel of that. The third one, wearing His righteousness. Just because I wear something white doesn't mean I am righteous in any way. But rather, it is through the cleansing and the blood of Jesus that we are washed clean. So wear Jesus refers to the fact that as Christians, we are to clothe in Jesus' righteousness. We have been given a new identity in Christ, and our lives should reflect that new identity that has been new, transformed, renewed, and changed. So when we wear Jesus, we proclaim also that He is our Lord and Savior. Our righteousness is not because what you and I can do, but through the blood and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the scripture tells us. Point number four, putting on the armor of God. We are very familiar with that, right? Putting on an army of God. That is another way of putting on Christ. When we put on the armor of God, we are putting on God's protection. Why is it important? Because we are in a battle against evil and the forces of evil. And we need to be protected. We need to be prepared. And the armor of God help us, give us that protection. Point number five, living a life of love relate to something that we said earlier. As Christian, we are called to love one another. That is what the book of Roman passage spoken to us this morning. Loving our neighbors, loving one another, that fulfills the law by actually loving, caring, showing love to others. This sometimes may not be a natural thing for us to do. And it's not just emotional love that we are talking about, but something that has to come from God that convict us, compel us to show love to others. It doesn't come so naturally. Maybe to family member, yes, but beyond that is not so natural. So when we live a life of love, we reflect Christ's character in us, because Christ is living in you and I. I desire to share Christ's love with others. Some of you do that very well by engaging others, by sharing what you have with others, and so forth. And we want to do that here at St. Luke's as well. Point number six. Having a personal relationship with Jesus Christ is about clothing with Christ. This, I believe, is the most important of the Lord. We need to know Jesus intimately. We need to know who He is, what He stands for, what His purpose that He has been placed on our lives. And not just what we can do for ourselves or what Jesus can do for us. It's also about what we may be able to do for Christ. So we need to have a close relationship. Just you and I have close relationship with our loved one. That's how we built that relationship, that bond we have, and therefore enhance and increase and further the love we have for one another. The last one, Number seven is to share the gospel. Something I have spoken of from time to time, even the last few weeks, about sharing the gospel, about sharing Jesus with others. And from time to time, you know, just recently, we hope it will eventually reach to a good, a wonderful conclusion. But somebody close to us that we've been trying to reach out to, and so myself and family members been praying, been thinking, how can we bring the love of Jesus? How do we share the gospel with that person? We're seeing some interesting movement to begin with, but it's just little step to begin with. We give thanks to God for that, but we still need to continue to work on it. Dara and I and Joan and others, we need to continue to work at it. Just as I shared some time ago, my father-in-law came to Jesus a few years ago, and that has been a long, long journey. A long journey, years, that until it actually become fruitful. And so the question is that, the point is that, do not give up. Just continue to pray and to share the good news of Jesus. Proclaim the saving grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and declare that He is the only one who can bring us salvation. So let me bring it all to a close then of these 7 points, and you may be able to add more to that. It is not enough just to look like Christian. And you know what I mean by that. Not just to look like Christian on the outside. Not like wearing t-shirts or something and say, I am a Christian or something. Of course, you can do that, not a problem. But we need to make sure the inside part, that is often more important. And people that we come into contact with can see through us quite easily if we are not genuine. And they want to see what is on our inside. They are more curious what is on our inside than what is on our outside. That's the important part. So how may we do this? Firstly, we move any negative things that may be infringing our character, our clothing with Christ, and our relationship with others. Help to take care of those things. It may be thoughts, it may be behavior. And replacing those with more Christ-like stuff. And we understand that. We understand that. Make sure our words and actions align with what Jesus wants us to say and do. That is the acronym, What Would Jesus Do, years back. And I still remember, growing up, I participated in Wellington, the March for Jesus thing, because we don't do those things anymore, of course. But those are visible things that we can actually have words and action to show others about Jesus. We need to fill our mind and our thinking with scriptures and meditate on it. That's why it is important to read the scriptures, like on Sunday, privately on ourselves, and other times, because the Word of God gives us life and build relationship, and we hear what God may want to say to us. We should live our life in such a way that others can see Jesus in us. That's the important part. That means being patient and kind and forgiving and loving, and even those who may be very difficult to love. When we clothe ourselves with Jesus Christ, we are transformed into His likeness to bring glory to God and reflect the light of Christ in a dark world. So, dear brothers and sisters, pray that every day we put on Christ. Let us put on Christ and proclaim His Lordship to the world today and every other day. In Jesus' name, Amen.